It's Coast Coast 106.3 Triple M with Moffy for breakfast. We mentioned this yesterday and last week as well. And the Coffs Harbour Rotary have their book fest, which is on at the showgrounds at the moment. Now, it kicked off on the weekend, and I tell you, you can go and check out on our website the footage of the first couple of minutes as people were entering the doors at the showgrounds. It was unbelievable. Well, it's on again today from 9 this morning. In fact, 9 till 5 each day up until Saturday, and Peter Richardson joins me. Richo, how are you, mate?
Very well, thanks, Moffy. All booked out, but it's been a huge weekend for us.
Yeah, look, it's been a great weekend and start. Of course, it goes until Saturday, but this is, I guess, the thing that people need to understand is that it's open every day this week from 9 till 5.
That's right. And the other thing that people need to understand is that we just don't run out of books. We did a big restock on Saturday afternoon after our huge opening day. And we walked in on Sunday morning and it looked like we'd done nothing the day before. There's just so many books there. It's incredible. There's something for everyone.
Because the thing about this is that, you know, it's become a year-long event, hasn't it? It's like, you know, this finishes on Saturday and then you take a few weeks off and then you start again to get ready for next year's.
Yep, that's exactly what happens. We collect books every month, and then even for people that can't get in and see us on the last Sunday each month, we can arrange for their books to be picked up. So it is a year-long process, and a lot of our members have put in a massive amount of work this year.
So tell us about this, because there's books for everybody, and do you know rough figures of how many books all up that there's been collected for the sale this year?
We estimate that it's around about 80 tons of books.
Wow.
So it's been a lot of work and a lot of sorting. And the thing that we've done to make it really easy for the shoppers is that we've sorted them out. All the fiction books are sorted by the author's surname.
Yep.
And then the non-fiction books are set out in categories. And we've had a lot of comments this year about how easy it's been to navigate their way around the hall and look through the books.
Beautiful. Now, it's on at the showgrounds, 9 till 5 each day up until Saturday. Now, there's something special on Saturday, though. Tell us about this, Richo.
Look, Saturday is the last day of the book fair, and this is a tradition that was started by our predecessor, the Coffs Harbour Rotary Club South. Anyone that comes along this Saturday can bring as many of the green recyclable Coles or Woolies shopping bags that they want to bring along, and they can fill them up for $10 per bag with whatever books that we've got there left over on the Saturday.
Beautiful.
Now, there's still going to be tens of thousands of books there this Saturday, so it's a great special, and a lot of people look forward to it every year.
Lovely stuff. Well, I'd hate to think how many hours have been put into getting this ready, Richo.
Yeah, look, it's into hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours, but that's why we do what we do at Rotary. As you know, Moffy, all the money will be spent on local projects with Rotary. For example, Pete's Place in Coffs Harbour was built almost entirely from the efforts of the Rotary Club of Coffs Harbour South and its members, and a lot of the funds that was raised at the Book Fest has helped make that a reality.
Yeah.
And we're just delighted to be able to continue that legacy.
Lovely stuff. Well, that's on as we speak. The doors open from 9 this morning, 9 till 5 each day up until Saturday. And, of course, those green bags from, you know, the recyclable bags, as many books in each bag, $10 for a bag. So all the details we'll put up on our website. Richo, thanks for having a chat this morning, mate.
Moffy, thanks again for you and for all the support from your mates at Triple M.